Ralph waved the conch.
Shut up! Wait! Listen!
He went on in the silence, borne on his triumph. There's another thing. We can help them to find us. If a ship comes near the island, they may not notice us. So we must make smoke on top of the mountain. We must make a fire.
A fire! Make a fire!
At once, half the boys were on their feet. Jack clambered among them, the conch forgotten.
Come on, follow me!
The space under the palm trees was full of noise and movement. Ralph was on his feet too, shouting for quiet, but no one heard him. All at once, the crowd swayed toward the island and was gone, following Jack. Even the tiny children went and did their best among the leaves and broken branches. Ralph was left, holding the conch, with no one but Piggy. Piggy's breathing was quite restored.
Like kids, he said scornfully, acting like a crowd of kids.
Ralph looked at him doubtfully and laid the conch on the tree trunk.
I bet it's gone tea time, said Piggy. What do they think they're going to do on that mountain?
He caressed the shell respectfully, then stopped and looked up.
Ralph, hey, where are you going?
Ralph was already clambering over the first smashed swaths of the scar. A long way ahead of him was crashing and laughter. Piggy watched him in disgust.
Like a crowd of kids.
He sighed, bent and laced up his shoes. The noise of the errant assembly faded up the mountain. Then, with the martyred expression of a parent who has to keep up with the senseless ebullience of the children, he picked up the conch, turned toward the forest, and began to pick his way over the tumbled scar.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 2 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 39.